Zok the Mishnah Vayter, Masechtas Megillah, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Hey. HaMaftir Benavi, a person that is accustomed to be called up to the Torah for Maftir. So technically speaking, even though a lot of people want Maftir on the yard site, but L'maisal Pi Halacha, it may not be considered as a Mechubedek Aliyah as the other Aliyahs, because even a cotton could be oiled to Maftir. Therefore, Chazal wanted to compensate this person, and they were mesakin for him three other kibudim. To be mefayis him, to be mechabed him. The first one is, hu pyrus al shema. Remember what we learned earlier in Mishnah Gimel? We learned that if you have 10 people that come to the Beis HaKnesses after the tzibur said shema already, one person gets up and he says kaddish and baruch and the first bracha before kriya shema. So we're mechabed this person who got mafter, who usually gets mafter the way Rashi learns and the Batanura, we're mechabed this person with this kavod. That's the first of the three. The second is v'hu eber lefnei hateva. If someone's going to continue to say the first three brachas with kiddusha, like we learned earlier in Mishnah Gimel, well, he's the one that gets the kavod to do it. And the third kibbut is v'hu naisei es kapav. If he's a kayan, we give him the kavod that he should begin the nasiyas kapayim. V'im hayan, if this maftir is a katan, and a katan cannot do any of these things, because he can't be moitzi others. So aviv oy rabbi, either his father or his rebbe, oivrin, they go up to the amid, and they're pyrus as shema al yaday, on his behalf. The Rambam explains, being that this cotton is the son of this person, or his talmid, it's as if the father or the rebbe were the ones that were maftir benavi. So quickly chazring over, we said if someone always gets the kibud of maftir, being that some may consider that a little bit not so bekavod, because it doesn't have the same chashivas as the other aliyahs, so we compensate him with three kibudim. He's pyrus al shema, he davens for the amid by the first three brachais, and if he's a kayan, he gets to lead the duchening. We also learned if this maftir is a katan, so his father or his rebbe, they go up on his behalf.